Chapter 3. The taxi driver was impressed by the wide gateway into the estate. Huge wrought iron gates swung silently open as the car approached and closed just as silently behind it.
"Quite a place,"
the driver said as they caught sight of the manor house through the trees. It was an imposing 17th century mansion built of Cotswold stone.
"Yes," Matt agreed, "but that's not where we're going."
The driver was less impressed with Aunt Jane's cottage as they drew up outside.
"Oh,"
he said.
"How quaint."
The cottage had been built at the same time as the main house, providing accommodation for the gardener or groundsman, Matt assumed. It was like the manor house in miniature, same grey stone, same style of windows and doors, same slate tiles on the roof. It had its own little forecourt, paved with irregular slabs of stone just off the driveway. Nestling as it did in the shadow of a small wooded area of the grounds, it looked like the setting for a fairy tale. A rather bleak fairy tale, though, Matt decided. Dull and grey and square and shadowy. He stood with his luggage on the forecourt as Aunt Jane emerged and hurried to pay the taxi driver.
"Oh, let me give you a hand with that,"
she said, taking his suitcase from him. But she didn't take it inside. Instead, she set it down again, took a step back and inspected Matt.
"You are so like your father," she said. "Goodness, how you've grown. It's been too long since I last saw you. How old are you now?"
She shook her head.
"No, don't tell me. I don't think I want to know."
She was much as Matt remembered her, thin and willowy and serious. Only she seemed smaller, which made Matt realise how long it must have been since he last saw her and how much he must have grown. He changed far more than she had. She was noticeably older, older than Matt's mum, he knew. Her shoulder-length hair was streaked with grey where it had been uniformly dark brown, and her face was beginning to gain a texture like the stone of her house. Matt smiled.
"I'm 15. You sent me a card, remember?"
"Oh, that just happens automatically. If your birthday's in my diary, you get a card. I don't keep count. Come on inside.
I won't ask how your father is," she said as she led the way, carrying his case, "because I'm sure you won't know. But how's your mother?"
Matt almost said she'd run off too. Both his parents had upped and left, if that was really what Dad had done. He tried to tell Aunt Jane he was worried, but her expression told him she was not at all concerned about her brother. He wondered about mentioning the intruder, the missing letters, Dad's weird website message. But now he was here and safe, Matt decided to wait until he had his own thoughts in order and Aunt Jane was more responsive. Still muttering about her brother's selfish absent-mindedness, Aunt Jane showed Matt to the spare room. It was tiny and square, with bare stone walls and a small window that faced the main house. He could just see it through the trees, the morning sunlight reflecting off the windows. The only furniture was the bed and a small chest of drawers beside it. There was a lamp on top of the chest.